You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Up and at him, wakey wakey, Snow FM, a breakfast for your Thursday, Simo and Jordan.
Hey Simo, my housemate came home a little bit earlier from work yesterday and came up with the most brilliant excuse for leaving work early.
Okay.
Okay, ready? So he's normally home about 6 o'clock in the evening. He rocked up at home at about 4:30 yesterday.
Wow.
So I inquired to him, I said, "Are you home early?" And he said, "Yeah, my housemate, someone at work needs a massage."
Right. And so he had to leave?
Exactly.
Does he work in a massage parlor?
No.
Okay.
Not going to say where he works because he probably might get in trouble. But right. That was his reason. Oh, no. So one of my co-workers needed a massage, so I kind of left early.
Was this a scenario where you kind of said, "Oh, you're home early," and you had to stop what you were doing?
No, I was just watching TV.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like
I wasn't like building a tower of cards or something like very secretive.
It wasn't 100% shocking or anything like that?
No, I mean, it was a surprise. One's not going to lie.
You're not saying...
But it was just okay.
He doesn't knock off work early all the time.
No.
Definitely not saying that.
No, definitely don't want to say that and get him in trouble with his boss.
Not saying where he works either.
No. Definitely not one of the resorts up the mountain.
Simo and Jordan this morning. We've got Today in Tabloids coming up. 6 minutes past six. Morning. Ed Sheeran's Put It All On Me. 97.7 Snow FM. Simo and Jordan right here with you, kicking things into gear. 19 gone from your six.
And Simo, I want to kick things off this morning by talking about the Eastern European country of Lithuania.
Yeah, I've just had a little bit of a look at what they're about.
Yeah, Simo, you've been, during that song, you Googled Lithuania. You've been doing a bit of research. Have you found out anything interesting?
Most of the time, it looks like this is often the case that people are going looking for what Lithuania is about, because doesn't seem like they have cred for much. Like, what is Lithuania known for? Potato dumplings?
Well, they're nice.
Yeah, but again, potato, they're fighting against the British people there because they really have ownership over the potato.
I would have said Irish is more potato.
Yeah, that. Let's not get into the British
good point.
Politics.
Yes, let's. Brexit's already messy enough. Let's not get into potato exit or whatever you'd call
and
it.
And the top videos for Lithuania, first one is, what is a Lithuania?
I see.
Next one is, what is life really like in Lithuania? Because I guess just people haven't been there.
Fair enough.
So it's, yeah, I'm intrigued by this story about their army, did you say?
Yeah, well, Simo, I'm not going to talk about what life is like in Lithuania because I don't know what it is, but some Lithuanian military students were doing a bit of an exercise and things went a bit too well. Now, I'm sure this exercise that they're doing has a very technical army name, but essentially it boils down to they were just having a massive game of hide and seek.
Oh, that sounds cool.
So a couple of soldiers, it was kind of one of their graduation exams, to have to go off into the countryside and just more or less avoid capture. Now, this group of army soldiers did so well that they actually didn't... I think you can probably see where this is going.
How good.
But they actually didn't even realise that the game had finished.
Yep.
And that they could come out. And they were still hiding.
How good.
Yeah, so the kind of superiors in charge had to send out military helicopters, military dogs,
that's
and all this
so
sort of
good.
Stuff to try and find them after they didn't rock up to a predetermined location. Now, they had to be searching for an extra 24 hours before they have finally managed to capture the soldiers in question.
And how many did they have to get?
Well, they kind of broke up into groups. So
that's what I mean, but how
group.
Many were left, like, the hardcore ones?
Oh, no, there was just one group of, like, hardcore wannabe soldiers that were kind of there and found a really good hiding location. But things just, it was like a game of hide and seek, and they just did a bit too well.
Yeah, the general's signing those guys up to Navy SEAL training. Like,
I mean, definitely,
away.
You're going to go to bookmark them. It's like, okay, next time we have a massive game of hide and seek, I want you on my team.
Oh, is it teamed?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I also wonder if I was a little bit worried this is going in the direction of they left the country because no one wanted to stay in Lithuania, so they played hide and seek and then just left.
I mean, that would be a genius way. Can you imagine that? Oh, we can't find you. It's been 24 hours. Where are you? It's, oh, we're on a beach in Barbados.
Gone. Selena Gomez, Hands to Myself on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you. And Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Isuzu Ute. And this story is just a mess.
Yeah.
It is a shocker.
All right. Go on. Wait, a good mess or a bad mess?
Oh, it's just...
Or an indifferent mess.
I just cannot quite believe how this is all going down. All right, so... Two Queensland tradies.
Yeah.
The scenario is $388,000 in cash.
That is a lot of money.
And then another $100K in cash that had mostly deteriorated because we're dealing with paper money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from like the 90s.
So it's not like valid. It's not legal tender. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought, do you have to go and get it like swapped over?
Yes, it has to, yeah. You get it swapped over, but it's still like legit. That's how much it's worth. They could have just bailed with it.
So what happened? So some tradies just stumbled across this money.
On a work site. Yeah.
Was it like buried or something or under a tree or?
I imagine apparently like, I think it was like an abandoned type scenario.
Oh, I see. So it was one of those abandoned work sites that they've just left money lying around.
Yeah. And they assumed that the owner of said cash, long gone.
Mm.
But paper money can still, like you mentioned, swap it over at the bank. Anyway, so the two tradies, they decided to do the right thing. They actually handed it in to the police.
Mm-hmm.
And then straight away, they got fired by their boss.
Okay.
Which is an odd...
Were they doing something else like that they should have got fired for?
No,
on the side?
Just,
or?
No, it just seems like maybe the boss thought because it was his work site.
Should have shared the money with me.
Yeah, should have given the money to me rather than the police.
Yeah.
So in doing so, they lodged a claim as well. I think this might be what pissed off the owner.
Mm.
They lodged a claim with the police to say that if the money's rightful owner cannot be found, that they can legally keep it.
Right.
So,
and the owner wanted to get in on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I see.
The owner's name is Shane.
So where is this money? So has the rightful owner been found?
No, not yet.
Well, actually, now I think about it, I was actually on an abandoned Queensland work site.
In the 90s?
When was this, in the 90s? Yeah, I did that when I was two.
Early 90s.
Oh, early 90s.
91, 92, you weren't even around.
No, I was. I was -5 and just rolling around at abandoned Queensland work sites.
So.
And I actually dropped. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, that's great.
As soon as you mentioned it, the memory springs in. Yeah, I was just walking around. It was in my back pocket. I just had to pull out my mobile phone because, you know, we had them in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And 100K dropped out of my pocket. And I've been looking for it ever since.
The plot thickens.
Yeah.
Shane, the boss, the owner of the construction company, this new one,
mm-hmm.
It was actually hired by the landowner and property developer, right? Now, the property developer's name, right? The guy that owns that, his name is Scott Morrison.
As in?
Not the actual Scott Morrison.
Oh, not ScoMo.
No, he's got exactly the same name.
That must be, imagine the day ScoMo became Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And if the other Scott Morrison like wasn't paying attention, just opens the newspaper the next day. Scott Morrison, Australian Prime Minister.
Yeah.
He'd just be reading this going, what have I missed?
Yeah, wait a second.
Hang on. What's going on here?
All right, so ScoMo 2.0.
I see. ScoMo the second.
He is claiming the money is his because it was found on his land because he's the landowner. So now you've got the two tradies that have found the cash, lodged a claim. You've got the business owner that's like, well, it's my work site.
Mm.
It's my cash. And now you've got the landowner, right? So that's... Four.
Well, by my count. Five if you include me.
Five if you include our dear friend,
mm-hmm.
Jordan over there.
Thank you.
And it gets even more hectic.
How many more people can lay claim to this money?
People just come out of the woodwork.
I know, it's amazing that when there's money.
Especially that amount.
The actual Scott Morrison just coming and saying, no, he stole my name, so therefore it's my money.
All right, so... Now the son of the former landowner has come forward.
This is getting further and further away, isn't it? Now the sons of pet dogs, sisters, owners, postman's, milkman / person they went to school with is now staking their claim for the money.
The ATO is now involved and claiming it.
Are we into double figures yet? How many people are claiming this money?
Like 6 or 7, I think we're into.
So there was 38K, where we're very much running out of money.
Mm. And then my personal favourite,
yeah,
is there's some 80-year-old dude who's rocked up and said he was defrauded back in the 80s, and this amount of money seems about...
Yeah, give it to him. Give it to him. He gets the money in my books.
Dear, I mean, I don't mind the hustle.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I got hustled like 10 years prior,
Do you have any proof of this?
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
Oh, well, still.
So it's gone to the Supreme Court. There's like 7 or 8 people
involved. The judge is going to be, oh, no, actually, I was around there in the 90s. That's my money.
It'll help. I wanted to pay off my law school fees.
Yeah. Every bit counts. To be young and...
Motivation required to get you going this morning, Normani. It is Simo and Jordan bringing you today in tabloids.
Today, Junior!
Today's the day!
Feeling it, we're feeling good, hey?
Here is what's making news this morning. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are that celeb couple reportedly expecting their first kid.
Ah, congratulations.
So, I mean, it's not confirmed by them, but by everyone else it is confirmed.
Oh, so therefore it's true.
Exactly. Sophie has apparently, according to sources, decidedly been choosing outfits to wear on and off the carpet to accommodate the changing body. And this next story follows on.
Oh, wait, hang on. So just before we leave that one.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we should do, and I'm fully aware that we are in no way connected with the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Well, so there's three in the band, the Jonas Brothers. There's three brothers.
Yeah.
Each one of them should just have one kid.
Mm.
And then those three kids, we put in a band together. Can you just imagine in 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Jonas Cousins.
Nice. They could open for the Jonas Brothers on their, like, reunion or retirement tour.
Perfect.
Also making headlines, art is supposed to provoke emotion. Hosier Lane paint bomber speaks out. So do you remember this story from, I reckon it was Tuesday?
I remember from earlier in the week. So this is one of the famous lanes in Melbourne with all the graffiti and where all the cafes are.
Mm.
And someone, or like a group of masked people, sprayed it all pink.
Yes. So a filmmaker who says he was... I knew this was going to happen. A filmmaker who says he was involved in the paint bombing of Melbourne's internationally famous Hosier Lane on the weekend has come forward to defend it as an artistic and political statement.
Interesting.
There you go. I knew it wasn't just vandals. It had to be part of something bigger.
Should we investigate how you knew that? Were you somehow connected?
Nah, it's just so on brand for graffiti culture.
It's so on brand for Simo just to be in a mask.
Also,
painting things pink.
Snorkeling thieves are coming for your wish coins. Police arrested a man in a wetsuit and flippers who went snorkeling through water outside the National Gallery of Victoria a little while ago.
Yeah.
They say they caught the 57-year-old wet-handed with around $100 in coins.
Oh, so I see. So it's like a fountain, and then when you flick a coin in...
Yeah.
Actually, what actually happens to those coins? Do they just stay there forever, or...?
You make a wish, Jordan, and the wish comes true.
Make a wish, and then... I mean, the fact that... So it's a fountain. So it's, what, maybe 30 centimetres deep or something?
Yes.
I don't think you need scuba diving gear and snorkeling. Like, call me crazy, I've never fished coins out of a fountain myself.
Yeah, you do make a great point.
But I think normally just a bit of a quick look and then the arm goes in and that's probably all you need.
I think he was found it, so he was like...
I think that's probably what gave him away. People would have been looking going, why is there someone snorkeling in that fountain?
He got caught around midday as well, so...
Yeah, in broad daylight. Yeah. This guy deserves to be caught.
UFO sighting, alien craft spotted not far from Area 51.
Oh, well, that's the proof aliens exist. So that's all I need.
25 seconds of footage is floating around there today. Melbourne is the food allergy capital of the world, apparently.
A lot of Melbourne-related stories today.
Yeah, they're making...
What is going on in Melbourne?
Around 1,500 Victorians giving insights with microbial diversity. So they're, like, getting tested.
Oh, you practiced that word a couple of times, didn't you?
Big time. So they're doing spit samples at the moment there in Melbourne.
So people are painting over famous laneways.
Yep.
Scuba diving in fountains, stealing money, and are allergic to food.
Look, I don't know when the Nutters took over the madhouse, but it must have been sometime this week there in Melbourne. Also, new Tyrannosaurus species named Reaper of Death.
Hang on, let me guess. Is this found in Melbourne?
No, in Canada.
Oh, that's close enough.
I'm going to give it a go. Thanatotheretus degruterum. Stalked what is now North America more than 79 million years ago.
What did you say? There was the something of death? What was it?
The Reaper.
Oh, the Reaper of Death.
Reaper of Death.
I mean, it probably tells you all you need to know about the animal. It's not like, oh, this is the Reaper of Death. Yeah, it's so cuddly and cute. It's brilliant. I mean, no one's calling a cute animal the Reaper of Death.
Do you want to go out on some dot points?
Uh,
or of it, the Reaper of Death. The new species stood roughly 2.4 metres high with teeth longer than 70 millimetres.
Mm-hmm.
Ridges along the jaw were probably covered in colourful scales, and Canada is one of the top five places in the world for dinosaur discovery.
Someone's been doing their research.
That's today in tabloids. 22 minutes gone on your 7, Ariana Grande, into you on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
And Simo, when you have pasta, what sauce goes perfectly for you? What sauce do you have?
I am a massive fan of the cream-based alla pana, but I can't do dairy very successfully often.
So you're a massive fan of something that you can't do and makes you unwell.
It is a very unfortunate conundrum.
It's a love-hate relationship.
It's more a love that we just cannot, it's unrequited. We can't be together.
Well, it's love while you're eating, and without wanting to go into details, after the eating, it's very much hate.
No, I've left it. We've had to separate.
I haven't gone back. I don't want to bring up bad memories. Yeah.
And nor can I ever go back there for that reason. We're just not good for each other, not a good match.
What about like tomato-based sauces? So are you better with them?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is my future. Mm. That has been my present for quite some time. I'm pretty committed.
Well, so maybe this is another type of sauce.
How about no?
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the picture of this. Not into it.
Admittedly, look, the picture doesn't look great. You head on over to some of her Instagram story, check out the picture, let us know, would you eat this or not? But so my guy posted a picture of his dinner to Facebook, and it has gone viral. Everyone has been chipping in over their thoughts of this creation, this monstrosity.
Mm.
So what he's done is cooked some pasta.
Yep.
In the traditional way. And on that, the sauce he's gone for. He hasn't gone for a cream sauce. He hasn't gone for a tomato-based sauce. He has gone for gravy. As in, like, gravy that you'd have, like, maybe with a roast chicken or something like that.
Yeah, I was worried it was just, like, plain old soy or something, but gravy, it's not a pasta sauce.
I mean, it's a delicious sauce. Like, gravy enthusiasts, please don't hate us.
Is it a condiment?
Gravy
is not really a sauce. It's like it's in a world of its own.
Gravy is a gravy.
Yeah.
Well, gravy, I think we can all agree it is delicious, but maybe not with pasta. I don't know. Looking at the picture, it doesn't look appetizing.
Maybe, could you even go like a potato gnocchi? Like, because obviously chips. Chips and gravy is a thing, which is enjoyable. But it's the crispness and the harshness.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the soft, the pasta, once you go down that road, I don't think gravy is a suitable partner in crime.
Well, so here's the thing. So I googled pasta and gravy just before, and if you Google that, it genuinely comes up with lots of recipes for how you can make gravy and pasta, which, number one, I don't know why you need a recipe for gravy and pasta. It seems pretty simple. And number two, if there's lots of recipes, maybe this is the thing. And, like, these websites have got a thing so you can, like, you can follow the recipe, you make the recipe, then you can come back and rate it. And a lot of them have, like, 5 stars or 4.5 stars. So maybe this is a thing. Maybe in our heads we're thinking this is a disgusting flavour combination. But if we try it,
no,
we might like it.
You can be the test dummy.
Simo,
I'm more than happy for you to guinea pig this.
Same time tomorrow,
yeah.
If I go to the supermarket after the show, buy some pasta, buy some gravy, this time tomorrow, will you try some?
If you do.
I will try. I'll do it if you do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're doing it first.
Yeah. No.
Then we'll go, time for news.
No. You're pushing the agenda on this. So you go first, and then I will partake because we're a team. I didn't bring this to the table.
We will both do it at the same time.
Yes,
that is my final offer.
No, if you're chefing, you need to prep.
I'm chefing, I'm cooking a meal for you.
No,
it's for you, so you are the guest.
Nah.
So you will be dining on this. Technically, I shouldn't be cooking it at all. I shouldn't be eating it at all.
You don't
see Gordon Ramsay going, and here's your meal. I'm just going to join you at the table. Just chuck us a bit of chicken. I'm just going to eat that here.
Gordon Ramsay he doesn't have a friendship or a camaraderie with the person he's serving the food to. We're a team.
We're a team. You never know.
So
admittedly unlikely.
You've brought this to the table. You've added this as an option.
All right.
So you are therefore responsible for any effects and what occurs. Therefore, you will be happening either at the same time or first. That's the only way this is going to fly.
Okay, we'll go same time. We'll sort out who eats first. We can do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
But this time tomorrow, Simo. So after the show today, I will go and I'll cook some pasta.
Mm.
I'll get some gravy.
Yes.
And then I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Mm.
And then this time tomorrow, we will give it a go.
Mm.
It can be our breakfast. And we can decide whether or not it is delicious or whether it is disgusting.
People do some weird stuff with sauces, though. I remember working in hotels, and there were people that would... Have you ever done tomato sauce and a gravy blend? Like, just from... If you're out, like, if you're out and about and you get some hot chips, right? Typically, you'd order either just a sauce or gravy. Have you seen the people that mix them?
Yeah.
Yuck.
I've done that in the past. That's delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what is wrong with you? Before you go. Lewis Capaldi, before you go, 97.7 Snow FM with that Scottish angel. It is Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
Simo, it is Radio Survivor time.
That's right. Right here on Snow FM Breakfast, we've been adding a spanner to the works of the... I guess the day-to-day here.
The office dynamic.
Yeah. So Snowviver, it is our version of Survivor, which is back on the telly at the moment, which I'm thoroughly enjoying.
Each day, one person from the office will get voted out of Radio Survivor. Yesterday, it was Ems, the stationary queen, that got voted out. Bit of a surprise. I thought she was one of the favourites to perhaps go through and win the whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but maybe that's... But this is all tactics of the game. Do you vote out the strongest early?
She did go... She went hard early.
She did go hard trying to form a line. With everyone.
Did she? And then, like...
And it didn't work.
The trumpet sounded, and then she was out. So one down. Many more to go.
Seven, I think, more to go.
I've got the cauldron here of the cast votes.
You can go through them in a moment. But yes, we did all vote out. We all put our votes in.
Here's the pot. There you go.
There's a official sound effect of a pot being opened.
Legit.
Just all the big stories here on Snow FM Breakfast.
100%.
All right, should we find out who will be the person voted out today?
Yeah, here is the votes cast for Snowviver this time around.
All right, so this it may break up the breakfast show, but I'm going to do it anyway. Simo, that's who I'm voting for.
G'day, it's Gazza back again. I vote Simo out of the picture.
Hello. This is Rachel J from Admin. I am voting for Matthew Ray. He is my work wife, but he doesn't really understand the purpose of being a work wife, and he doesn't love me back. So it's too painful to see you every day. I vote to eliminate you from Survivor Radio Snowmounds.
It's Rick here. I vote Jaws out of here because he's out there with friggin' Pluto. He is. He's goddamn. Anyway, let's just put that into that very hard to open shit box. There we go.
If I was a vindictive woman, I would vote for Jordan, saying he did the same to me. But I'm not. I'm going to go a curveball. Kill our alliance. Rachel G from Admin. Baby, you've got my vote. You need to be taken down a peg or two. Done.
Maddie Ray here, and now one of the traffic girls went home last time. Going to change my strategy up a little bit here and vote for Simo. Why? Well, Jonathan LaPaglia doesn't play in The Real Survivor.
He makes a good point.
He really does.
Dear, I'm out. Hey, I'm done.
Okay, just before... So you're officially gone.
I'm out. I've been voted off.
Disappointed.
Do you know what is unfortunate for you, though? It seems like you're starting to get targeted and you voted me out.
Do you know, I just reminded I'm not Rachel G from Admin's vote. I mean, that dragged on a bit. Sim, I'm sad because this was your whole idea and you were the one behind it and now you're gone.
No, you orchestrated the move.
What do you mean I orchestrated? Just because you played my vote first does not mean I orchestrated the move.
But
and maybe, yes, you should be angry at me for voting for you. I completely understand.
Yeah.
But I think it had to be done.
No, it's very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. As Maddie Ray from The Workday mentioned, he'll be with us right here on Snow FM from 10.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan LaPaglia, the host of the thing, the guy that's running the show, he's not in it, so he's voted me out, as he should have.
And you are kind of running this because you're the man behind it. So
it's good that I've checked out early. So now,
okay,
I can...
is this your exit? Do I have to interview you now?
Yeah, exit interview.
All right, Simo, where do you think it all went wrong?
Look, I just didn't make enough big moves early. I didn't want to put a target on my back, but it's just kind of how it rolls, I guess. So here's my torch.
I'll extinguish that.
Thank you.
And that has been done. And Simo is out of here.
And I think, Jordan, I think you might be done. I think you might be cooked.
I don't think I am.
I think you're stuffed next, like, tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, if we're both out of this, we'll just stop doing it.
How good is that? So we've got a couple of things we're going to work through this morning, Jordan. No idea what they are at this stage.
Yes.
But it's either they're good or they're not.
Yes, and we have to try and work out how good they are.
Here is number one.
Eating dinner foods at breakfast time. 3, 2, 1. Go.
I mean, I formerly was an absolute no.
No.
Flipping it, if I see someone with Weet-Bix at 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, no.
What are you doing?
Really?
Yeah. Idiots.
I was going to say, if it's the other way around, eating breakfast food at dinner time.
Nah.
Amazing. Eggs for dinner. It's brilliant.
Never.
Anyway, but that's not the one. So what is it? So dinner foods at breakfast time. So what, I have waking up and having, like, spaghetti bolognese or something.
Oh, that's rough.
I mean, it would. You're meant to. Like, breakfast is meant to be the best meal of the day, and spaghetti is full of carbs, well, no, so that will fuel you up for the day.
It's a semi-lie. The whole branding thing of breakfast being the most important meal of the day.
Oh, so.
Do you know who came up with that?
Mr. Breakfast?
James Kellogg.
Oh, it's ironic that his name is the exact same as a popular brand of breakfast cereal.
Because his cereal, this is way back in the day, wasn't selling particularly well.
Mm.
So that was some branding that he came up with.
God, marketing was easier back in the day, hey?
It was.
People were so gullible back then.
No fact-checking. But again, but you know, it's 2020, there's no fact-checking.
Yeah, there's no fact-checking now. Yeah. So, right. So with dinner foods at breakfast time...
Before 11 o'clock is not on. If it's 11...
Look, yeah, I mean, I'm normally a one for food at all times of the day. But when you just wake up, maybe not.
What is the earliest you have, just out of interest, what is the earliest you've ever done an alcoholic beverage? I'm just interested.
I've definitely done them in the morning.
How early?
Like 11-ish.
No, before? Have you?
No, I don't think I've done alcohol, like, before. Like, I reckon 11. Why, what's the earliest you've done?
Oh, nowhere near.
Really?
Nah, nowhere near. I'm
you
just wondering,
lived, mate.
You kind of seem like a 9 o'clocker, potentially.
No.
Here's number two.
If you find $1,000 on the floor, would you keep it? 3, 2, 1, go.
No.
Really?
Nah. 1,000's too much. You have to...
You see, I would have said 1,000 is the perfect amount that you can get away with.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Because, well, if it's like a million or like even 50,000 or something, like, there's going to be news stories about that. Oh, yeah. Someone's found $50,000, blah, blah, blah. I reckon 1,000. I'm not seeing a news headline that says, man loses $1,000 on the ground or man finds $1,000. I reckon that's not quite enough.
It's enough to make you feel like a criminal, though.
Be that as it may. I'm still not seeing the headline, so I reckon. Oh, I mean, it's a tricky. Would you keep it if you found out you fairly know?
Hell no. We were discussing this morning where there were some two dudes on a work site.
Yeah, but they found what, 38,000 was it?
Yeah, it was a lot.
You see, so this is 1/38th of that.
Yes. 1,000. You can't. I know you want to. You want to, but you can't. You would agree with that, I think.
Yeah.
You'd want to, but you can't. It's not on, Jordan.
Okay. No, I definitely would hand it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all believe that, don't we?
Yeah, totally. Here's the last one.
If you realise that you've been undercharged at the store, do you go back and pay? 3, 2, 1. Go.
Another money one. So if you realise you've been undercharged at the store, do you go back and pay for the food if they've given you the wrong change?
Yes.
Really? It depends on how much.
Yeah, it's another value thing as soon as you get into the money issues.
If they undercharge you by $1,000, I might go back and say, oh, there's an issue here.
Yeah.
But if it's 20 cents, I probably won't even notice.
What about the flip side? So the other way, when you come away with more change than what they were supposed to give you.
Yeah, pretty much the same as well.
Okay, right. So if it's like...
If it's $1,000, I go back and complain.
Oh.
If it's 20 cents,
What if it's $1,000? If they give you $1,000...
Oh, if they give me $1,000.
Yeah, if they over give you too much change.
Oh, so what? If they accidentally give me $1,000, but in the handing over process, drop it on the floor, I look down and find it, then I'm not allowed to keep it. But if they hand it to me, that's fine.
No, I'm just checking with you. What would you do?
Run.
Oh, really?
No, I wouldn't. I'd probably say, I'd like to. But I'd probably say, nah, there's a bit of an issue here.
If you see a guy sprinting through the snowies with just, like, cash flying.
Money flying behind me.
In the wind.
You know who it is.
Just give him a wave. Morning, Jordan. Fishing that one out of the archive, Jamiroquai on 97.7 Snow FM.
Now, Simo, Valentine's Day, it is tomorrow.
Mm.
You are still single. However, that is going to change very soon.
Okay.
Because I've got together with the guys from One Direction. I told them about your situation still being single. And together we thought, you know, that we'd best try and get you a date and that we'd write a song together.
Okay, here it is. Jordan and One Direction. Alrighty. I'm just glad they've taken an interest in my struggle.
I know. I would have thought they had, you know, other things to do, but obviously not. Born on the 13th of March. Shocked that he is still single. Really good at impressions. Just not of Lady Gaga.
I'm a little monster, Lady Gaga. Yeah, there you go.
Please never do that again.
I never will.
You ask, can I take him home with me? Well, ladies, straight after the show is free. Calling all single girls, why don't you come date Simo? He works on the radio. Yes, he does, and loads, no shirt in the gym. You can see his torso. Calling all single girls, why don't you come date Simo? Swipe right on Tinder, search him up on Insta, and you could be in love. Always wears his best cologne. Smell him before you see him come in a good way. Has a shiny new iPhone. Call him 043.
Sorry to interrupt, it's Rachel J from Admin here. As well as doing admin, I also look after the legal department at the radio station. Yes, I know, I'm very talented. Unfortunately, Jordan, you can't give out someone's personal phone number without their consent, and even with their consent, it's a bit of a grey area. Anyway, on with the song.
One, two, one, two, three.
Calling all single girls, why don't you come date Simo? You could lie on a beach in the heart of Rio or go chill in the snow in a private chateau. Calling all single girls, why don't you come date Simo? When you go on a date, I'll provide mistletoe. You and him will look grand in your wedding photo. Driving to the sunset in a shiny Peugeot. Calling all single girls, why don't you come date Simo? Swipe right on Tinder, search him up on Insta, and you could be in love. Come date Simo. Why don't you come date Simo? Ladies, please form a queue. Simo is 100% single, but won't be for very much longer.
Not after that.
That was brilliant.
There's some lyrical genius in there, actually.
Well, One Direction are very good.
No, like, I think the lyrics were very much Jordan.
I'll pass your thanks on to Niall.
Because my favourite part was this, a swipe left on Tinder, and then what was the Insta line?
Search him up on Insta.
The rhyme.
I know.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, see, that's why Harry Styles and Niall are the best. That is why they're the best. And Simo, we are here until 10 and then afterwards. Simo is free all day. Please form an orderly queue outside the radio station.
I'm literally not. Right after the show.
I know, you're literally very busy today.
Yeah.
But still.
It's a thought that counts. Thanks, man.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.